Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Starting today, Microsoft no longer supporting the Windows 10 operating system. So what's it mean if you haven't upgraded to Windows 11? Let's check in with CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur. Ian, what does it mean for people still using Windows 10?
Yeah, essentially what it means is that you are less secure. You know, one of the things that that Microsoft does on a regular basis is they push out these security updates. And they have a huge team, multiple teams, who are devoted to making sure that Windows is as secure as possible. I know some people might be chuckling as I say that, but it's true. And so one of the things that happens as Microsoft is kind of trying to move us from older versions of software to newer ones is that they say, okay, we're going to stop supporting these older versions. So they did this with Windows XP back many years ago, nearly two decades ago now. They did that with Windows 7. Now we're doing it with Windows 10. And there is obviously the newer version, Windows 11, but there's a lot of people whose devices may not work with it. And so this is kind of one of those moments where they have to decide, okay, do I pay a little extra to Microsoft for a year to keep them giving me security updates because now they're going to charge you? Or do I finally kind of make that investment in the next computer I need to buy? And of course, for a lot of people, they probably, the people who need this the most, they have been holding off on buying a computer for whatever reasons, right? Financial, whatever else. So this puts a little extra pressure on them, which is frustrating.
So I'm curious when it comes to, and I know it probably depends from computer to computer, but you know, how old is probably too old for a computer to upgrade to 11?
Yeah, most computers that were made in the last 5 years, you're pretty guaranteed that you're going to be fine. And in fact, even you might be able to go back even further and pretty convinced that you'll be okay. Additionally, Microsoft has created a lot of different ways for you to be able to get Windows 11 for rather cheap or be able to get it through a subscription or whatever else so that it doesn't, the pain isn't as bad. But, you know, most of the people who aren't able to use Windows 11, you'll be able to find out very quickly. Microsoft actually has an app on their website that you can download that will read all the settings on your machine and tell you whether or not, oh, you're missing this specialized chip that only exists in newer computers or whatever else. And then you'll have to deal with that. But that is oddly enough, that is one of the biggest indications of problem is that there was this new chip technology that came out that was much more secure that came out about, became widespread about 5-6 years ago. And that is one of the requirements of Windows 11. So they're basically forcing us onto a new level of security, at least when it comes to PCs.
All right. Ian, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That is CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.